Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
A Chicago alderman says bricks were thrown through the windows of his home overnight and his neighbor's garage was set on fire. He says it's because he's trying to hold landlords and gang member tenants accountable for their actions.
I was quite upset. I'll be really honest. I was freaking pissed.
Alderman Ray Lopez says the incident was gang intimidation meant to send a message, plain and simple, and he won't be intimidated. He said he was confronting a landlord yesterday about a gang member tenant terrorizing a nearby block. Other gang members, he says, came out of four homes, one telling him they make the decisions in the neighborhood.
But what I think this shows is the lengths that gang members will go to. And while this is a singular incident, there are families we've seen every weekend, every week, that are dealing with the same violence, the same sort of intimidation, the same form of basically domestic terrorism in our midst, feeling helpless.
Lopez says he's using the troubled building ordinance, holding landlords accountable for their tenants. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 FM.